Yeah, the recent death of Edward Kennedy has unleashed in me a whole slew of memories and kind of rueful meditations. I come from a family of Kennedy files. My parents, Irish and Catholic to the bone, loved and deeply respected the Kennedys. Around the house when I was a kid, there were all sorts of magazines and papers that commemorated the assassination and funeral of President Kennedy. 1968, Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and that's one of the most vivid and poignant memories of my childhood. My father always taught us that the Democrats were the party of the little guy, the party of the oppressed and the outsider. He was just not a supporter of Republicans. He saw Republicans as the party of the wealthy. One of my earliest political memories is 1972, when I was 12, and joining my father in lustily booing Richard Nixon when his image appeared on the TV screen at the Republican convention of 1972. My father argued that Democrats were much more in line with Catholic social teaching, which, of course, advocates a great concern for the poor and the underprivileged and so on. I remember my uncle Tommy, my father's brother, taking us aside when we were kids and saying, "Now, I'm afraid as your father gets a little more money and moves into the upper middle class, he might commit the unforgivable sin of voting for a Republican." So that was the political tradition that I came out of. It was a very strong pro-democratic tradition. Now, as my own thinking evolved, so I was coming of age in the late 70s and early 80s, I witnessed the malaise of the Jimmy Carter years, and also the rise of Ronald Reagan, where Reagan appeared as a pretty strong political figure in his advocacy of the free market, his principled opposition to communism. So I think, like a lot of people my generation, we began to draw from different points in the political spectrum. At the same time, I'd say a lot of my father's fierce democratic sensibility remained in me, especially as I developed my own deeper understanding of the church's social tradition. I'd say this, though, as my thinking continued to develop politically, what bothered me about the Democrats was not the economy, it was not questions of geopolitics. It was this fundamental issue of abortion, which I came to recognize as the most compelling moral issue of the day. I read and certainly understood the arguments of feminists and others that abortion rights is a question of freedom of choice, but I just didn't buy it, especially when that choice involved the snuffing out of an innocent life. And so that became a reason why I often balked at Democratic politicians. You know, and this brings me back now to Edward Kennedy. I think it's fair to say for the last 30 years or so, there's been no stronger advocate of the pro-choice position than Ted Kennedy, this great lion of the Senate. But you know what's interesting? It was not always so. Go back to 1971. A voter from New York wrote to Edward Kennedy and asked his position on abortion. And Edward Kennedy wrote back, and this is what he said. "While the deep concern of a woman bearing an unwanted child merits consideration and sympathy, it is my personal feeling that the legalization of abortion on demand is not in accordance with the value which our civilization places on human life. Wanted or unwanted, I believe that human life, even at its earliest stages, has certain rights which must be recognized. The right to be born, the right to love, the right to grow old." And then Kennedy went on, the same letter. "When history looks back at this era, it should recognize this generation as the one which cared for human beings enough to halt the practice of war, to provide a decent living for every family, and to fulfill its responsibility to its children from the very moment of conception." For my money, that's one of the best and most theoretically consistent defenses of the pro-life position I've ever read. And it comes quite naturally, I think, from a leader of the party of the little guy. In 1971, obviously, it was altogether possible to be a pro-life Democrat. Now, of course, the problem is pro-life Democrat is practically an oxymoron. You know, Edward Kennedy was indeed, as they say, a lion of the Senate. He does have extraordinary legislative accomplishments in the areas of disarmament and civil rights, protection of the disabled, etc., etc. But I do think this flip-flop, this inconsistency on the question of abortion goes a long way to explaining why people like myself, who are predisposed by tradition to vote Democratic, often balk, hesitate, and protest.